there is a movement going towards representations of, I would say, in brackets, gods and goddesses, because the Buddha was, in fact, a real historical character, so he was not a god. And so there is this movement 2,000 years ago when they started representing these various deities and human wise men who had lived a few hundred years before. The first evocation of the Buddha's presence is carved around these circular monuments, which are called stupas. There, the Buddha is referred to through the tree below which he sat, where he became awakened, which is the meaning of Buddha, in fact, to be awakened. The worship of footprints are a major element in India still today. They refer to persons who are no more there, but who have left their traces on earth. This will develop towards even a more elaborated structure, where you can have in place of the tree a flaming pillar, which means that out of the Buddha emerges light. So they were symbols which were creeping in the artistic world and which really opened the way to the physical image of the Buddha.
It's still not entirely clear just why the bodily image appears at this time.